our best highlights.
Come on.
Out of bounds.
On the field.
Footballing pioneers.
In the history of the game.
As long as there's been footy, there have been superstars for us to idolise.
Oh, welcome to the Kick to Kick podcast. Here, Charlie, with some better recording material.
Yes, hopefully. You did all right. We recorded a great episode last week, and then
our best yet. And it didn't stick. I think it was, I apologize for that. I think it was my fault.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. But yeah, no, we're back together now.
Well, on Zoom, but closer.
Yes. We can see each other's faces. We're not just on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
I know you did a bit of a quick wrap up of Gather Round, but now we're speaking again, and I feel like I need to ask you some questions so that people can hear about what it was like. So was it a great weekend?
Oh, it was awesome. It was like a very much a party atmosphere, like being at a music festival, but it was a football festival.
Yeah, awesome. And did it feel like a big crowd?
Yeah, there was just people everywhere, especially the Saturday night. Coming back across the G, it was very rowdy. Coming back across from Adelaide Oval across the bridge, it was a very rowdy crowd.
Been indoctrinated into Adelaide football, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Calling it the G, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a very good atmosphere, good fun. Having said that, it was good to get out of Adelaide and go to Mount Barker and see a game as well to kind of mix it
up. Yeah, yeah. Well, we talked about it. So how you saw
four games
at Adelaide Oval and one at Mount Barker, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Which is a lot, just a lot of footy in a weekend, even if they are mainly good games, which they mainly were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's good. But you reckon, what's your feeling? Should they just keep it in Adelaide? Do you reckon they can keep the contract? They'd obviously want it.
Yeah, but I think it will lose its shine after a while. I'd be happy to go back again another year or two, but then after that I'll be like, oh yeah, I've done it now. I've done it a few times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, interesting, but I wonder whether there's enough people who haven't, like myself, as I was saying to you last time, who haven't done it or who really want to. Maybe there's enough people who are getting into it who could keep it going, because I think we've had this conversation before. I think Perth's just too far.
Yeah.
To get the crowds coming from the East Coast for a weekend.
Yeah.
It's a long way. Adelaide's drivable or it's a short flight. So what are your other choices? Sydney maybe, but Sydney's a big city. It might get a bit lost.
Yeah, and I reckon they'll probably end up doing one in Tassie around the time the Devils come in to help promote that. I think it's worth trying in different cities.
Brizzy could be interesting. Brizzy could be really interesting. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. We've got another 2 years now. Is that right?
I think three.
They did the first one and then, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. Let's get stuck into talking about round five, Timmy.
I've got some trivia for you to start with.
Oh, yep. Come on.
Have a think about this. So, round one, 2012, was the first game the GWS Giants played a game of in the AFL.
Yep.
What other first occurred in that game that's now a staple of the AFL? So have a think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So round five has a grand final rematch rating of one. Again, lots of not many rematches at the moment.
No.
We did that, and that was the Melbourne-Brisbane game.
That was the Melbourne-Brisbane game.
The Demons and Lions recreating the 1900 grand final.
Which was a disappointing game for the D's supporters.
And you managed to sneak away from your family to attend your first game in a while.
I did. I was waiting for children to be asleep before I left, so I made it to the game by quarter time. And
boy, you must have regretted it.
By halftime, I was getting a lot of messages from people saying, "Why did you bother?" It was disappointing. It was. If you're a Lions supporter, you would have been super happy with the pressure that they were putting on and just how they were rebounding out of defense. We just couldn't get anything right.
Yeah.
So a bit disappointing on that behalf. But you know, Brizzy seemed to be getting themselves back on track, which is a good sign for them.
It is. And shout out to the crowd, 43,098 people, which is the biggest home and away crowd for Melbourne and Brisbane. Even more impressive that it was a Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah. And not a warm one either.
No. Well done, those people.
No, it was good. It was good. There were a few, you know, I think everyone seemed to really stand up for Brisbane. There were no passengers in their side on Thursday night, that's for sure.
No, and I think Lachie Neal having his milestone game was a plus because he doesn't lose his milestone games.
Well, that's it. Still kept that record going, never lost a milestone.
So, he's lost. He's won his 50, 100, 150, 200, now 250.
Keep it going.
Not a bad one.
So let's move on now to Friday night. You got a few more things for me? I don't want to talk about that game anymore, Tim.
Lachie Neal also became the second reigning Brownlow medalist to play a 250th game. The other was Mark Ricciuto.
Ah.
Because generally players don't win. I think he's later in his career, so players don't play that
many. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, usually a bit earlier on in your career before you win them.
And Lachie Neal also has the most disposals after 250 games since they started taking records in 1965.
Is that right?
6,801 disposals.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's hunting down all those other records now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, did Charlie Cameron get reported and suspended? Oh, he was handed a one-match ban.
Yes.
Which is a shame because he is third on the list of like current consecutive game streak. He's played 123 straight.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's good. That's going back down to zero.
Yep. Second on that list is Christian Petrarca, and obviously first is Jack Crisp with 219.
And what's Petrarca sitting at?
138.
Hey, okay. All right. Still a long way to hunt down the record, isn't it? What's the record? 240 something?
Yeah, I think Christmas is at least a season away.
Yeah. So let's talk Friday night. I'm sure you want to talk about this game, Timmy.
When very the happy Dons with this won, game.
Dons beat the Dogs. Yeah, by 29 points.
Yeah, very happy, especially after walking out on the Essendon Port game the week before. So this is a much better showing, just the overall endeavour. I think round four, we won six centre clearances for the whole game. This game, we won seven in the first quarter.
It's amazing the difference it makes, isn't it? So you were on the right side of the Essendon edge this week.
That's it. Yeah. Huge crowd at Marvel Stadium as well. 50,144, first time since 2013 it's been over 50,000.
Wow. Well, that's incredible considering that crowds generally have been just trending upwards.
Yeah, and considering Essendon had played terribly the week before as well, but fans still were getting around them.
Yep.
First four-quarter win for the Bombers since round 11 last season as well. So winning all four quarters in the game. Only their sixth time they've done that since 2021.
It doesn't happen that often, I reckon. Even teams who are really cruising along don't tend to win all four quarters, do they? So,
And so Essendon winning the EJ Witten Cup, which has been around since 95. Looking at a picture of that, Jake Stringer was holding it. Like I zoomed in, there's an inscription saying in loving memory of Linda Clem. Just wondering if anyone knows who that is.
Oh, okay.
How that links to EJ Witten.
Interesting.
Yeah, anyway.
Interesting. So let's go on to Saturday.
Great. And just before you get to the games on Saturday, did you see the margins?
On the Saturday.
1, 2, and 3 point margins.
And 3 point margins. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, apart from the other game that was the outlier there, but
But that,
that's amazing.
It's happened three times. It happened in round 2, 1949, round 15, 2006, and obviously this round 5.
Yeah.
But obviously between 1897 and the late 80s, every single game was played on the Saturday. So the chances of this happening were much higher, but it only happened once in the VFL.
Yeah, that's amazing. And now very unlikely, but still happened. Yeah. So, very – and just – they were very they were extremely tight, very, very close games, and a bit, you know, controversial. Some of them a bit controversial in the ending and the way they went, weren't they?
Yep.
So talk us through the Saints GWS game where the GWS won by a point.
Yep. So sold out stadium at Canberra with you know, the crowd getting around them. Is it time for a Canberra team?
What is a sold out stadium?
There's 9,000, 10,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was good clear day for football. Obviously the Giants got out to a good start, but then they had that injury to Nick Haynes, the Octopus, which kind of threw things awry. But the Giants kind of had this game until the last 10 minutes where the Saints just kept coming and coming and coming.
Yeah. This one I didn't manage to watch, unfortunately. I saw some of the highlights afterwards, but you would have thought that GWS, would have had it sewn up, but the Saints really just showed a bit of metal, didn't they, and just kept on coming.
Yeah. In this game, Callum Wilkie has now moved to second on the longest consecutive game streaks for St Kilda, drawing level with Nick Del Santo in 114 straight games. Leading this is both Ian Sinman and Jack Nunes, who played 123 games for the Saints.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then, as you mentioned, our next game is the 2-point margin between Carlton and Adelaide.
Yep, Carlton and Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. Adelaide coming in without a win and the Blues coming in without a loss. Now, a few things from this game. The Crows had lost their last six games that were decided by 6 points or fewer, and the Blues had actually won their last six decided by that margin.
Yes.
But they flipped it.
There's been a lot of chat about that the last few weeks, about how Carlton keep squeaking these wins, kind of Collingwood-esque from last year.
Couldn't do it this time, though.
No.
It seemed like the
luck that went in their favour last week with the Freo decisions went against them this time.
Yes. And Adelaide coming into this game with just 9 of its last 40 games won outside South Australia. So it probably makes it more impressive.
Yeah.
Sam Walsh also coming back into the team. So he did the same last year when the Blues were undefeated. He came back in for a game against the Crows, and then they lost and they went on a bit of a losing streak.
But he absolutely dominated.
Oh, he had a great game.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't got a score of Garmy, Charlie, but 80-79 is now the standalone most frequent occurring scoreline in VFL-AFL history.
Really?
14 times it's occurred now.
That's a one-point margin.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we do know that is the most common margin, isn't it?
1 point, yeah.
Yeah. Which is so surprising.
Yes.
I always think that, yeah. Yeah, amazing. So the next game was the Suns versus Hawthorn, which the Suns managed to win by 53 points, and it was a very convincing win in the end. They won the first quarter. I watched most of this game. They looked great in the first quarter. Hawks sort of looked all right in the second, and then the Suns really just put it away in the third.
Yeah, the Suns just absolutely dominating. Probably the Hawks, like Sam Mitchell came out and said, probably one of their worst performances for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And looking at Sam, like Sam Mitchell's going to start coming under the pump now. It's third season. He can't get away with things anymore.
Yeah.
Looking at his win-loss record as a coach, he has a 30.61% winning rate. He's won 15 of 49 games. It's the worst record for a Hawks coach since they started making finals in 1957.
Yeah, so yeah, the guys before that obviously weren't so crash hot, but no, yeah. that's not great, especially over. So what are we talking? This is his third season, so we're talking
next week's game 50.
I was going to say about 50 games. It's enough games to sort of, not ideal.
No, and I guess how much patience have Hawks supporters got?
Yeah, when you because they've been very patient, thinking that, you know, this is a reset, and there's been some good signs, but it's not looking great, is it?
No.
But the good thing is the Suns look great.
Yeah, and finally, you know, their game plan looks fun, and
Yeah,
their kids are real good.
they look dangerous. Yeah, the young guys were kicking goals, looking stronger. It was great to watch. I enjoyed watching the Suns at
Yeah.
least. And then so that on the other game on the Saturday night was Port Adelaide versus Freo, which Port Adelaide got by 3 points.
Yeah,
So Freo,
another heartbreaking game for the Dockers in Adelaide.
yeah.
This is the first time there's been a match between Port or Fremantle that hasn't featured a Boak or a Pavlich since 2001. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And Port in this game broke the record for most hyphenated lineup in an AFL game.
Okay, run me through that. So, hang on, I've got to look at this. I want to go through what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Most hyphenated. Okay, so they got Horn Francis,
Yep.
Power Pepper, Burn Jones, Zerk Thatcher.
That's it. Yeah, so there's been
That's just
31 previous instances of the three players in the same side, 24 of them by Port, obviously.
How funny.
Yeah.
And what anything else from that one?
No, that's all I got for that game.
Nice. So that moves us on to Sunday, where we started with the Cats absolutely thrashing North Melbourne by 75 points.
Yeah. I didn't see any of this, but it didn't look like a great game to watch at all.
No, I mean going down to Geelong is always difficult when you know your team's struggling, not easy. And then when, I mean, not that your team's built around him, but a young guy goes off early in the first quarter. Your number two draft pick early in the first quarter with broken ribs, and
Yeah.
you got to use that sub straight away. You're not in for a great day,
No.
are you?
And here's the other thing. There's a web, one of the Instagram accounts, I think it's AFL Paradise, are tracking coin wins, coin tosses this season.
Oh yeah.
The Cats have won all five coin tosses and won all five games.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And having said that, Adelaide hadn't won one until this round. They won one and then won the
And
game.
then and won a game.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think we do have to mention, because we talked about him a little bit last week, Harry Sheezel is just continuing to absolutely dominate
Yeah.
in a side that isn't dominating, which is pretty incredible.
It's just his second
Another,
season.
yeah, another 38 possessions, 15 marks
Yeah.
is, yeah,
Yeah,
just
ridiculous. And this game was
huge.
Scorigami Charlie, 139 to 64 has not happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And Jeremy Cameron kicking another bag of six.
Yeah.
Not a, yeah, just keeps on getting it done.
Yep, sure does.
And then we need to talk about this. So the West Coast have got off the mark.
Yep.
By 39 points against Richmond,
Yeah,
109 to
huge,
70.
huge win. They had the highest scoring opening half of the season as well. We combined 18-9, 117 for both sides.
Yep.
Yep. We had Harley Reid with a huge game. Has he been, do we know if
Yes,
he's
yeah.
been, has he got the rising star? Has that been announced yet?
I don't know if it was announced, but you would assume
Yes, he
it's
did.
his.
He just
It
checking
is.
now, he did.
Lovely. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes to show, doesn't it? Like, it doesn't matter how good a young guy is, you can't expect someone that age to carry a team. You need other people to get up and about for them to really show what they're made of.
Yeah.
So no, it was good. And those other guys, the guys that should be playing well did play well. Kelly, Yo, Duggan, Petrocelli, those guys all were looking all right.
Yep.
So
Harley
yeah.
Reid even gave a don't argue to Dusty.
That is, I mean, that's passing the torch, isn't it?
Yeah. And Elliot Yeo with multiple goals in the game for the first time since round 17, 2019.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So
So
that's
they'd be very happy to get off the mark, and Richmond would be very unhappy to be the team that allowed them to do it.
Yeah, but with their injuries at the moment, the Tigers were always going to struggle.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's not an easy time. But
so how's the ladder looking, Charlie?
The ladder is interesting. So we've got GWS and Geelong, Port Adelaide, and Sydney filling out our top four.
Yeah.
Those GWS and Geelong on 5 wins each.
Yep.
Then we have Melbourne, Carlton, Freo, and the Suns filling out our top 8.
Yes.
And then your boy is sitting in 9th, just waiting to pounce. And then we have Brisbane, Bulldogs, St Kilda, Collingwood, Adelaide, Richmond, West Coast, Hawthorn, and North.
Yeah.
So, yeah, West Coast would be very happy to get those points and a little bit of a lift to their percentage after some huge losses.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Hawthorn and North still waiting for that first win of the season.
And Geelong with the Coles goals, 139 points, their highest score for the round.
Yeah.
Overall, we've still got Giants leading with 80 goals for the season.
Yeah. Yeah. And the top four are all carrying big percentages, 144, 138, 139, 126. So they're beating teams well also, which is good.
Yes. So this time next week, we'll actually have some evenness with the ladder as well, because every team will have played 6 games.
Yes, exactly. Finally. So we finally got our final 2 teams having a bye this week, who are Melbourne and Richmond. But should we look ahead quickly at these games coming up?
Please. So round 6 has a grand final rematch number of 1 again.
All right. So Thursday night, not a grand final rematch, I'm imagining, is St Kilda versus the Doggies. Both of these teams, we talked about this, both of these teams sort of are still, it's very hard to know where they're at, isn't it? So, you know, just another piece of evidence to show us what's really going on with these guys, I guess.
Yeah, and the Saints have lost by, I think their biggest margin has been 13 points. They've lost 3 games.
Yeah.
So they've been in every single game. They lost to the top team, who are undefeated by a point. So that's not all bad there. The pressure's definitely on the Dogs here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And the winner will be given the Barker Witten Challenge plate. Well, they were in 97 anyway.
Okay. Friday night, we've got Adelaide versus Essendon.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because, you know, obviously the pressure is a bit more off Adelaide now. Essendon's coming off a good win, but I'm hoping the Bombers come into this game knowing how poorly we played at Adelaide Oval 2 weeks ago, wanting to redeem themselves.
And I reckon, but Adelaide will be wanting to get a home win for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Then on Saturday, we've got Collingwood versus Port Adelaide.
Yeah, I still think this should always be the round 1 game with the prison bars on the line.
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's great. You'd think, strangely, Collingwood are going into this one favourites, judging by the odds, which is...
Collingwood are? Okay.
Yeah. But you would think Port Adelaide would have this one.
Well, is there a bye? Are we going with the bye curse?
Maybe. Yeah. But wouldn't it go the other way? Collingwood are coming off a bye.
Yeah, so they should lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we've got Carlton versus the Giants. That's big.
Yeah.
That's really big.
Giants generally travel very well. So how do the Blues respond to their loss as well?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be a really interesting one. Lions versus the Cats. This is a big test of whether the Lions really are up and about, whether they've figured out what was going on. But you'd still expect the Cats to win probably at this stage. Well,
if they win the toss, they're a good chance.
Then we got West Coast versus Freo.
The Derby.
Yeah.
So this will be the 58th Derby. The Eagles lead at 32-25.
Freo should get a bit closer.
And remembering the best on ground gets the Glendening Allen medal.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Then we've got Sydney versus the Suns at the SCG.
Yep, Brodie Grundy playing game 200.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad he's having a good year.
And the Suns aren't terrible at the SCG, so this could be an interesting game.
I just want to see him do well. I want to see him keep on doing well and progressing. It's yep. good. And then to finish off at 4 o'clock at Marvel Stadium, we've got North versus Hawthorn. So someone is getting a win this week.
Unless it's a draw.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know the Hawks beat Kangaroos last year early in the season for their first win last year, so.
That's right, yeah.
Clark will be keen to get a win over his old team.
Yeah, yeah. Judging on the form of the weekend, but in general form this year, I wouldn't be surprised if North actually got the job done.
Well, we can hope. We can only hope they do.
Yeah. So, Timmy, as I was going through, I was trying to figure out which one of these is a grand final replay. Is it Adelaide Essendon?
Nope. I think 70s.
North Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Of course. So there you go. So, yeah, be good after this round to be back on even kilter for a while and figure out what the ladder actually really yep. looks like.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. So now I need to go back to the start. Remind me of the question, Timmy.
All right. Round one, 2012 was the first time the Giants played a game in the AFL. What mm-hmm. other first occurred in that game that's now a staple of an AFL match?
Okay. Was it having a what's it called? A interchange person?
Nope. The sub.
No, not a sub. Like, you know how they changed the rules so there was someone who was like in charge of the interchange? Steward. An interchange steward after the Sydney game?
No, good try.
Okay, 2012. What else happened around then? Is it something to do with like this, the subs or an interchange? No, okay. It's too early for the 666. It's. No, I don't know. Tell me.
It was the very first instance of a goal review.
Oh.
Yeah. Kieran Jack kicked a goal. They checked to see if it hit the post, and it did.
There you go. And now we're checking everything.
Yeah, over the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the umpires are scared of making the same mistake as last year.
Well, and that's the thing is it's actually – and. It's not the goal. Like, everyone's getting stuck into the goal umpires. It's I don't think it's their fault. Like, I think they're told to review anything that's even potentially off.
Yep.
It's an entry. Yeah. Interesting. So there, I would never would have guessed that. I'm glad you told me. So that's good. Oh, well, beautiful. Well, that's round five, very disappointing for a Melbourne supporter, but very happy for you as an Essendon supporter, Timmy.
Thanks, mate.
Well, until round six then, hooroo.
Thanks for listening to the Kick to Kick podcast present Backward in Coming Forward. You can find all our old episodes wherever you get your good podcasts. If you want to get in contact with us, our email address is kicktokickpodcast@gmail.com. On social media, we have Twitter at Kick2KickPod or on Facebook, or you can find us on Instagram at Backwards and Coming Forward. For a full list of our resources and things we use to inform our show, head to kicktokickpodcast.com. You'll also find some interesting things and all our old episodes. Once again, thank you for listening.